Today is World Compliment Day. Yaneya, that piece of data fell on my lap this morning, and it is befitting, and I will tell you why. During my walks to work, I often ponder on the challenges we face, the battles which seem to be intrinsic to our lives. And parallel to that, I often wonder what we could do to add a layer of courage and happiness to it. Today is March Madness Day, a day created by myself, with no bearing whatsoever on other people's minds. It is not a national day, except for me and maybe you. By devising things like these, we remind ourselves of our qualities and abilities. And we become more confident when people reciprocated them. This March's madness stems from the chaos that is in our lives, but also the follow-up on those goals you set a week or two ago. Remember, when a goal or intention spills into your dreams, then your intensity is on. But don't take it from me, I also struggle to manifest what I need at the time. So I am the worst person to say anything, okay? But so are you, so listen anyway. This March Madness Day, I encourage you to follow your intuition because it has been developed by you all this time until now, so you may as well depend on it. This Madness Day, remember that moment when you declared independence of your own and were unwilling to take any prisoners with you. Today the chaos is staring you in the eyes, and you were right, the prisoners' baggages are gone, but life is a baggage you can't rid yourself of. For me, I am not saying much today. I am just continuing where I left off yesterday. But I have also formed some pretty habits, which help me handle life's challenges better. This should well be a madness week. I declare this as a madness week. And thank you for being such an incredible person and subscriber. This is our madness week, we have declared it. If you are working remotely, then you may work from home. We are under a lot of pressure, and above that, we face a lot of uncertainty about the future. And we can't tell those we love to go out and socialize again after their loss, because we are insensitive that way. If we become silent, then we are still insensitive, but in an unbearing way. We are unbearing due to this new each to their own life thingy, born somewhat from woke people. But in this month, let us choose to love and remember. Every person in your life plays a part, and if not, then you are the problem, and obviously, you won't admit that. LOL. LOL and more LOL. I chose this month because I felt it symbolizes reflection, because it is still early on in the year. The year has not long started, yet the year has progressed somewhat. Therefore, you may use this moment to look back at the 2 months behind and also make plans for December, which is pretty close now. Whether you are born in it or not, this month is for you. It is the month of March and the start of the new cycle. That's if you follow astrology in its current form. But mostly, if you believe in any of that. This month is real, it is March, we have birthed it, clothed it, and now we must harvest its fruits. The fruits as stated above, i.e. reflections of the year in progress. Like you, I am trying as hard as I can muster to believe that each month bears different energies, for instance, we understand January with the keyword new this and that. That is the association of it. April, to me, feels a lot like March, however, it is still 1 month closer to dizzy time, December, and it has a way of reminding us sometimes, mainly when it pulls towards May. Anyway, you know that you come from a country that consumes alcohol excessively when terms like dizzy time enter the dialogue. In conclusion, your reading does not lie when it says that, like everyone, you desire love to love happiness to be understood to understand, and to be connected. These are the fundamentals, but you being yourself, I know that you are well on the way to getting there. Thanks for listening.